How is this scheme similar or different from what you played in Buffalo?
Well, my first year was more similar to my first year than my second year. You know, did a lot of similar things. Obviously, when I was in Oregon, I remember watching, when I was in Oregon, film on the Jets, who Patton came from the Jets to Buffalo. So similar things from when I was my first year.
And I imagine it's similar to what you played in Oregon with the two gap and everything.
Yeah.
With Kendricks, with D'Amico, with you, how's that going to work out? How are you going to split it with three guys with starting experience and two inside linebackers?
You know, I don't really know. We got a lot of really good guys in that room. So, you know, we're just gonna go out there and give it our best and do our best to help this team win.
Are you at your normal playing weight right now? Is this?
Yeah, just about.
Is it insanely tough to ask this question, or am I wrong here by saying this team could be better than last year? You look at this defense, you look at the guys that are out here. Is it too early to tell?
No, you know, just being around all these guys, you know, it's a great group of guys, a lot of talent, and, you know, I don't think it's definitely not wrong to say something like that.
In talking to you on that conference call after the trade, you had mentioned training camp, you'll be good. You didn't know about the OTAs and the mini camps. Are you ahead of schedule now? Is this what you anticipated?
Yeah, I honestly didn't think I'd be doing this much, but, you know, I've just been, you know, just going on how I feel, and, you know, it feels really good.
At what point were you able to go full go without any type of?
Well, ever since I've gotten here, I've done everything. So,
really?
Yeah.
Have you been in a competition like this before?
Playing outside at all? Strictly inside?
Have you ever been in a competition like this with three guys this talented and this much starting experience fighting for two spots?
You know, well, in college we had a lot of good inside linebackers I competed with, but, you know, this group of linebackers is really, really good. I mean, not even just D'Amico and Michael. There's, you know, drawing blank right now. But everyone else in that room is, you know, solid players, really good players.
Do you feel added pressure a little bit, you know, coming over here as a new guy in this big competition?
No, not at all.
Speed-wise, skill-wise, is there any effect from the injury?
No, you know, I think you're going to have, you know, getting back out there for the first time, it's like, you know, you're going to feel a little rust, but, you know, you just work through it.
Definitely played behind a pretty darn good D-line when you're up in Buffalo. The Eagles have a pretty good one. I know you haven't played a game in with them yet, but if you looked at them on tape, I mean, do you feel like you get a sense of
how good
your front is here too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've watched them on tape. You know, there was a really good D-line, great D-line in Buffalo, and it's very nice to play for an inside linebacker. Makes your job a lot easier, and, you know, I can see a lot of similar things here. You know, great D-linemen here, and that's just going to make the job easier for all the inside linebackers.
Is your brother going through the same thing now that you did last year in terms of the injury?
Yeah, man, I'm still bummed about that. Can't believe it. He actually was a little bit worse than mine, so he's right now rehabbing his MCL. But
yours was just ACL.
Yeah.
How
that
different
was a dirty
things
play
now.
That guy.
Yeah, man.
Did he apologize or anything?
I don't know. I saw it. Someone like sent me the video, and I saw it, and I even saw pictures. You know, the guy didn't even slide, but you know, it's can't. All you can do now is rehab and get better. You can't freaking dwell on.
How familiar is all this to you coming from Oregon? Is it like old homes coming back to this?
Yeah. You know, really, it's the same defense, but, you know, there's definitely some different things, but biggest thing is the terminology.
What about the pace of practice and the way things are handled here?
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, I forgot about that. I mean, I didn't forget about it. I knew what to expect, but I definitely thought I would have been more in shape, but I guess I was wrong.
So you came from Oregon, you came into Buffalo, and it changed. Now you're going back to where it was.
Oh, yeah, like. And I remember when I was in Buffalo, I was like, man, I can't imagine if we played the Eagles, like going against that pace, you know, because if you don't practice like that and then you go, it's just, it's brutal. And, you know, you watch it. When I was in Oregon watching other defenses going against our offense, I was like, man, these guys are dying.
And in 2 years there, I mean, how often were you practicing against a hurry-up? Not very often, right?
In Buffalo?
Yeah.
You know, they did a little bit of hurry-up, but, you know, this hurry up is pretty fast.